Ezekiel chapter 36. And you, son of Adam, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. This is what my Lord the Lord says. Because the enemy has said against you, Ha, so the age-abiding raised sites will come into our possession. Prophesy and say, This is what my Lord the Lord says. Because and for the very reason that they have made you mountains of Israel desolate, and they have swallowed you up all around, so that you became a possession to the remainder of the nations, and you were incorporated into the gossip and slander of the people, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord, the Lord. This is what my Lord the Lord says to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, and to the desolated ruins and to the abandoned cities, which are a spoil and a laughingstock to the remainder of the nations which are round about. So this is what my Lord the Lord says. I have most definitely spoken in the ardour of my zeal against the remainder of the nations, and against all of Edom, who gave my land to themselves as a possession, with wholehearted joy and inward contempt in plundering it as a spoil. Therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, This is what my Lord the Lord says. Behold, in my zeal and in my fury I have spoken, because you are bearing the ignominy shown by the Gentiles. Therefore this is what my Lord the Lord says. I have raised my hand. The Gentiles whom you have round about you will certainly bear their ignominy. But you, you mountains of Israel, will put out your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon be coming. For I am here for you, and I have turned to you, so that you will be cultivated and sown. And I will increase the number of people on you, the whole house of Israel in its entirety, and the cities will be inhabited, and the ruins will be rebuilt. So I will increase the number of people and cattle, and they will be numerous and will be fruitful, and I will install you as in your previous state. And I will do more good to you than in your earlier times, and you will know that I am the Lord. And I will lead people in to you, my people Israel, and they will inherit you, you mountains of Israel, and you will be an inheritance to them, and you will no longer bereave them of children. This is what my Lord the Lord says. Because they say to you, You devour people, and you have been bereaving your nation, you will no longer devour people, and you will no longer bereave your nation, says the Lord, the Lord. And I will no longer let the contempt of the Gentiles directed at you be heard, and you will no longer bear the reproach of the nations, and you will no longer bereave your own nation, says the Lord, the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, when the house of Israel was living on their own land, they defiled it with their way and their deeds. Their way before me was like the uncleanness of menstruation. So I poured my fury out over them, because of the blood which they had shed on the land which they had defiled with their idols. Then I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed in the various countries. I judged them according to their way and according to their deeds. And when it had come to the Gentiles, where they went, the Gentiles profaned my holy name. When they said of them, These are the Lord's people, but they have come out of his land. Then I had pity on my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the Gentiles to whom they went. So say to the house of Israel, This is what my Lord the Lord says. I am not acting for your sake, O house of Israel, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the Gentiles to whom you have gone. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the Gentiles, which you profaned among them, and the Gentiles will know that I am the Lord, says the Lord, when I am sanctified among them in their sight. Then I will take you from the Gentiles, and I will gather you from all the various countries, and I will bring you to your land. And I will sprinkle clean water over you, and you will become clean from all your unclean ways, and I will cleanse you from all your idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit inside you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. and I will put my spirit inside you, and I will make you walk in my statutes, and you will observe my judgments and execute them. And you will live in the land which I gave to your fathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. And I will save you from all your unclean ways, and I will call on the corn and increase it, and I will not bring famine over you. And I will increase the fruit of the tree and the produce of the field, so that you will no longer incur the reproach of a famine among the Gentiles. But you will remember your evil ways and your deeds which were not right, and you will loathe yourselves in your view on account of your iniquities and on account of your abominations. Be it known to you that it is not for your sakes that I am acting, says the Lord, the Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced with your ways, O house of Israel. This is what my Lord the Lord says. On the day when I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will populate the cities with you, and the ruins will be rebuilt. And the land which was desolate will be cultivated instead of it being a desolation in the sight of everyone passing through. And they will say, This land which was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the cities which were ruined and devastated and demolished are fortified and are inhabited. And the Gentiles who remain round about you will know that I am the Lord, that I have built what was demolished, and that I have planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. This is what my Lord the Lord says. I will yet be asked by the house of Israel to act for them. I will increase the people like a flock. As a flock of holy people, as the flock of Jerusalem on its festival days, so the ruined cities will be, full of the human flock, and they will know that I am the Lord.